18th edition of the Senate Committee on Governance and Finance. We are appreciative that all of you are spending your time with us this morning. Happy Wednesday. I'd like to be able to take care of some housekeeping before we start the hearing as a subcommittee. In regards to our consent calendar, we have four bills, AB 464, AB 545, AB 794, and AB 1019. All will be on our consent calendar today. We did have an author pull a bill today. That's action item number one, AB 384. That was an author pull, and Ms. Irwin will be back in the committee here in the coming weeks. So without further ado, again, we're going to start as a subcommittee. As soon as we get a quorum, we'll let you know. We're going to invite our first author to be able to come forward. One of the hardest working assembly members here in the state capitol. And I wanted to take a moment. Hey, no, it's true. He does fantastic work. Mr. Cooley is going to be presenting AB 846. That's item number five on your agenda, which is in regards to contributions in the California YMCA. Mr. Cooley, I want to let you know you have support on both sides. So we're going to ask for a truncated version of your presentation.
I'm delighted.
Since we have support from both Democrats and Republicans, Mr. Cooley, the floor is yours.
Very good. Well, this is a tax checkoff to support YMCA Youth in Government, a program that has a long and storied history here in California, has brought many kids into the system, boys and girls over the years, to learn about government here in Sacramento. It is broader than strictly legislative. This is an outstanding program on civic engagements generally. And so this is, will simply reinstate original voluntary tax contribution enacted in 2011. I have Kathy Barankin here on behalf of the YMCA Youth and Government Program. Kathy.
Thank you so much. Kathy, you have support on both sides, so we're going to ask for 30 seconds or less.
Just here to answer questions.
Thank you so much, Kathy. We're going to invite any other individual to be able to come forward to be able to speak in support of the bill. If you can please come forward and step to the mic. We would like to be able to see if anyone dares come against the YMCA right now. I'm kidding. Anyone in opposition, we welcome you to the front, please, and we'd love to be able to hear from you. We're going to bring it back to committee to be able to see if we have any questions. Mr. Morlock.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, since we do have such a hardworking assemblyman.
That's right.
Careful. Assemblyman Cooley, do you have a copy of the Form 540?
A copy of the Form 540, not this morning with me.
That's where the checkoff is.
Yeah.
So if you look it up, you know how many pages it is now? It's like four pages. So I'm being told in another commentary or committee report that we're running out of space. So I'm wondering, Mr. Chair, how many more can we add, and can we do a bill to change the font, or, you know, what's our predicament?
You know, Mr. Morlock, what we'll do is not sure how many more we can add. I promise you, by next Wednesday, we will have a report to your office about the space and what we may need to be able to do. It's a great question. I don't have the answer for you today, but I promise you we'll get it to you by Wednesday.
About a year and a half ago, Senator Hertzberg and I had a hearing on all these checkoffs and which organizations aren't generating enough money, the $250,000 a year. And so we had a pretty robust discussion. The state controller is also like hanging on to the money and not distributing it right. All kinds of crazy issues you wouldn't have thought about. You'd think this would be like almost automatic that the money would go right away.
Amazing what we find out when we drill down.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, Mr. Chair, we still don't have, you know, complete resolution, but I'm just curious, is anyone from the Franchise Tax Board here?
Why don't you come on up, ma'am? If you can just please state your first and last, year along with your title, we welcome you. And if you, yeah, please, if you don't mind, we're grateful that you are here today. Mr. Morlock, please.
Thank you. Please, you've been here before, but I
have. I'm Diane Dethridge from the Franchise Tax Board. I'm the Legislative Director.
Diane, thank you for being here. So, do we have a capacity issue?
Not at the moment, we don't.
Okay, because I read in my material that there was room for one more, and I thought today we were going to flip a coin and decide whether it's this one or the next one on the agenda.
I think at least we have room for several more, but I don't have an exact number.
Okay, and so then it isn't a matter of font. There's room. Okay, then I'm just curious, Mr. Chair, if someday we just kind of say, here's an attachment of all the nonprofits and their code, and you just key in the code of all the codes, and then, you know, say here a dollar here, or whatever, and it gets a little easier. It's just one line, because you're four pages now, right? You're Form 540.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, the people that are probably able to contribute, since I was a CPA and used to prepare tax returns, most of them don't even see the list. I mean, their tax preparer doesn't even let them know, right? It's just,
right.
They just kind of get the form, sign it, and go, because they're not really preparing it themselves.
Right, and there is a code section in the Revenue and Taxation Code that says that it's the intent for the tax preparers to provide that information to the taxpayers, but I mean, it hasn't. I believe you're correct, where there are a lot of people that do not.
Do you have an idea on how we could help the YMCA and other groups to, you know, have taxpayers actually look at page 3 of the form or wherever it is and look at the long list? Because I've been getting complaints about, well, we're no longer the first one listed, and the first one seems to get all the money, you know.
Diane, would appreciate if you can work with Mr. Shea to my left. And would like to be able to put together a brief memo that could go to the committee by next Wednesday, talking about how much space we have left, any concerns, just so that Mr. Morlock and the rest of the committee is in the loop on that.
Okay.
And that may mean we need another follow-up hearing, whether it's in the summer or in the fall, to be able to have a discussion about it.
And then just one more thing I'd like
Please.
To add, because there are so many people, the percentage of people that electronically file is so high, you know, they don't see that.
Right.
And so, therefore, the number of voluntary contribution funds listed isn't that much of an issue, because there are so many that electronically file. They're not printing them all out all the time. But, I mean, it is something that we have been looking into a lot lately. So,
if you have a legislative ideas, let us know.
Okay.
Thank you for the willingness to do a hearing again, because, you know, it's an opportunity. But if everybody's passing by it, like, you know, then we're giving false hope, right? We put you on the list, but nothing happens. That isn't right.
So I think on the issue in the hearing, let's take a look at, I just want to get additional information from FDB on this, and then let's circle back. And Mr. Morlock and I will then have a discussion in regards to potential next steps. But what I'd like to be able to do is, by next Wednesday, we'll have this distributed to the committee, and we'll work with Mr. Shea. And thank you so much, Mr. Morlock.
I'll move this item.
Thank you so much. We're going to hold the motion here real quick, since we don't have a quorum.
Oh, I want to move it.
Hey, there we go. I like it. do appreciate it. Would like to be able to have Mr. Cooley give a closing statement, and then we're going to put this on hold until we have a quorum.
I thank you for a very deliberative hearing today. I thank you for that. 60 years in operation, 2,000 kids from very diverse economic backgrounds, learning about the conduct of their state government that will affect the course of their lives. I thank you for your time and your presence here. Thank you for the prospect of the motion, but very informative questions and follow-up. Thank you.
Mr. Cooley, truly, thank you for all your hard work, sir. It's good to have you here in committee, and I'm sure we're going to be successful in moving this bill, so let's get it done. Thank you so much, and thank you to the YMCA, and Diane, thank you so much. Thank you all for being here. All right, we're now going to bring up Assemblywoman Waldron, which is Assembly Bill 1031. Again, we're looking at a personal income tax checkoff, this time in regards to Native California wildlife and rehabilitation. Assemblywoman, you have support on both sides. So we're going to ask if you can do a truncated version of your presentation, since you have both Republicans and Democrats ready to go. And as soon as we have a quorum, we will take a vote. The floor is yours, Assemblywoman. Welcome to the committee.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and committee. Just really quickly, you know, Native California wildlife is a very important asset to our state, and I was actually shocked that there wasn't a checkoff already for this cause. As a trained Project Wildlife Native Songbird Rehabilitator, which I was trained back in the 80s, I have seen many tragic situations that our native wildlife get into, and have been able to work to rehabilitate many of them. The training is extensive, the volunteers are professional, the services are in need of money for supplies, for food, for housing, and things like that as the animals transition to the wild. So it's a very worthy cause, and I appreciate your support on this.
Thank you so much, Assemblywoman. We're glad you're here. We're going to turn it over to your witness. Ms. Farrin, you have support on both sides. We're going to ask you to be able to do an abridged version of your presentation. We welcome you.
I'm more than capable, Mr. Chair. Jennifer Farrin, I'm here today on behalf of the San Diego Humane Society, the Humane Society of the United States, the San Francisco SPCA, Best Friends Animal Society, and so on, and many, many wildlife protection organizations who are enthusiastic about the potential for the first ever government source of funds to support the work of providing care for 70,000 sick, orphaned, and contaminated wild animals through 90 different organizations in every county of the state of California. So really grateful for the committee's support for this bill, and thank you for your time.
Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for your testimony. We welcome anyone else who would like to speak in support. If you could please state your first and last and your organization. Welcome, sir.
Hi, thank you. Alex Gibbs here on behalf of Townsend Public Affairs. On behalf of the Oakland Zoo, we are in strong support of this measure and thank the author for bringing it forward.
Thanks, Alex. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle Reyes, on behalf of the California Travel Association in support. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. We'd like to be able to see if there is anyone else in support. We'd like to be able to see if there's anyone opposed. Please come forward at this time. We're going to bring it back to committee. Any questions for the Assemblywoman? All right. Assemblywoman, closing statement, please.
Thank you very much. I urge your support of this important bill.
Thank you so much, Assemblywoman. We're going to put this on hold for one moment until we get a quorum, and we're going to take action on it. And thank you for all your work, both of you. Thank you so much. All right. We're now bringing up the Assemblyman. I do appreciate all of his work on Assembly Bill 1249. This is in regards to exemptions for veterans organizations, such an important issue. Assemblyman, we welcome you to the committee. You have support on both sides. We're going to ask as well, if you don't mind doing an abridged version, and the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members, and for your thoughtful consideration of AB 1249. I think the committee's familiar with the proposal. It's passed out twice of this committee. The basic premise is that veteran service organizations, congressionally chartered, there's a discrepancy in California law, one that gives them a tax exemption and one that says they cannot have the tax exemption if you hold social activities at the hall. Obviously, veteran service VFW halls hold social activities. Different locals interpret this differently. This provides clarity on the issue. It's a good bill. The committee's passed it out twice, and I would respectfully ask for your support today.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gray. Appreciate all your hard work on this one. It really is important. The man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Conaty, is here today. Sir, you have support from both Democrats and Republicans. We're going to ask if you can do an abridged version of your presentation, sir.
This is the third year I've been working on this bill. It's passed the Senate twice, 40 to zip. Several of you have voted on it. It is a bipartisan bill and has bipartisan sponsors, and we urge your support.
Mr. Conaty, thank you so much for your work. Assemblyman, thank you for your work. Let's see if there's anyone that would like to be able to speak in support to please come forward. All right. Are there any individuals who would like to be able to speak in an opposed position? Good times. We're going to bring it back to committee to be able to see if there are any questions or comments from the committee. Assemblyman, this is going to roll as soon as we get a quorum. Closing statement, please.
Senators, it's great to see you all. Thank you for your consideration. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you so much. And I apologize, we don't have a quorum at this moment. So we will be taking action on this. Thank you both
Thank
of you
Mr.
for all
Chair.
Your hard work. All right. This is the time where typically we ask Senator Hernandez to be able to do a little dance, to be able to do some stalling until we get a quorum. But unfortunately, Senator Hernandez is not here, so it's Mr. Morlock's turn. So, Mr. Morlock, oh, you are going to do it. All right, you can do a little YMCA. What are you going to do here, sir? dang. This is exciting. Oh, look at that. He's doing the Macarena right now. That's good. That's good. We'd like to keep it classy here at Governance and Finance. Miriam is back today, so she's going to be rejoining the committee. Is that right? No. Okay, that's great. Okay, thank you so much. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to enjoy some chocolate that we have here today. Morlock's going to be pouring the margaritas here in just a bit. Am I right?
You've done such a great job.
Uh-huh.
On the whole.
You want to talk about the typo you found yesterday?
And marijuana.
Talk about the typo.
And all we get is musketeer bars.
Hey, there we go. So. Yesterday, and we are stalling, ladies and gentlemen. So yesterday, I think one of the best typos was caught by the eagle-eyed senator from Orange County. We are dealing with all issues of cannabis in the trailer bill, and please, the floor is yours, sir.
Well, in the committee report,
And he couldn't stop laughing as well. So.
You type real fast, and spell check does things. So they had the Bureau of Cannibals Control.
There we go. That's right. So it was good stuff. There we go, huh?
Do we have a budget for that bureau?
Yeah, exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, we now have a quorum. Colin Grinnell can stop dancing his Macarena, and we're going to start moving. Why don't we establish a quorum? Ms. Lanchester, roll call of the members.
McGuire?
Here.
McGuire present. Wynn?
Here.
Wynn present. Bell?
Here.
Bell present. Hernandez? Hertzberg? Lara? Morlock? Present. Morlock present.
Thank you so much, Madam Vice Chair. We had an author pull of agenda item number one today, so that's AB 384, so that will not be heard. We're going to ask for a motion on the consent calendar, and that consists of four bills, AB 464, AB 545, AB 794, AB 1019. Is there a motion? We have a motion by Senator Morlock. Roll call vote, please. Ms. Lanchester.
McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hernandez. Hertzberg, Lara, Morlock, Morlock, aye.
Ladies and gentlemen, 4-0. We're going to keep that roll open. Thank you so much. 4-0 on the consent calendar. We're now moving to Assembly Bill 846, agenda item number 5 on your for today. Mr. Cooley, is there a motion to support? Oh, my gosh, look at that. Moved by Vice Chair Wynn. Thank you so much. This is a due pass to appropriations. Roll call vote, please, Ms. Lanchester.
McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hernandez. Hertzberg. Lara. Morlock.
Aye.
Lara, aye. Morlock, aye. That's 5-0.
5-0. We're going to keep the roll open. Thank you so much. We're now moving on to agenda item number 7, AB 1031. This is a due pass to Natural Resources and Wildlife. Chair voting is going to be voting aye. Is there a motion to approve? We have a motion by the Vice Chair. Thank you so much. Due pass to Natural Resources and Wildlife. Roll call, Ms. Lanchester.
McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hernandez. Hertzberg. Lara.
Aye.
Lara, aye. Morlock.
Aye.
Morlock, aye.
That is currently 5-0. We're going to keep the roll open. Number 8 on our agenda, AB 1249. Mr. Gray, this is a due pass to appropriations. Is there a motion to approve?
Move it.
Oh, the Vice Chair is rolling. The Vice Chair has moved this. It is a due pass to appropriations. Chair voting aye. Roll call, please.
McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hernandez. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Lara.
Aye.
Lara, aye. Hertzberg, aye. Morlock. Morlock, aye. You have 6-0 on that one.
6-0. We're going to go back to the consent calendar. We're now moving on to AB. The consent calendar consists of four bills, 464, 545, 794, 1019. The current vote is 4-0. Roll call, please.
Hernandez, Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Lara.
Aye.
Lara, aye. 6-0.
6-0. Thank you so much. We're going to keep that open for Mr. Hernandez. We're now moving on to AB 846, agenda item number 5. This is a due pass to appropriations, unanimous support from all sides. Roll call, please.
Hernandez, Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye, 6-0.
That's currently 6-0. Ms. Lanchester, I believe we have, Ms. Waldron. Ms. Waldron, this is agenda item number 7, AB 1031, a due pass to Natural Resources and Wildlife. This is currently enjoying a 5-0 from both sides. Ms. Lanchester.
Hernandez, Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. 6-0.
6-0. I believe Senator Hertzy is all cut up. Am I correct? Look at that, huh? I like it. We always love it when Hertzy's here. Hertzy, we were asking Mr. Morlock that he did a little dance today along with Colin. It was exciting as we were stalling. We were saying keeping it classy. We are done.
Oh, you have to call Senator Hernandez isn't able to make it, but you do have to call bills out.
Okay, that's great. So,
can I present somebody's bill?
Hey, that was the best, actually.
So, are we done?
Hang on one second.
Okay.
So, yeah, just call each bill.
Oh, just say that.
Call each vote 6-0.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we're going to go back to the calendar real quick. So a consent calendar on the 464, 545, 794, 1019, that is currently a 6-0. We're going to close the roll. Consent, same thing. So we're now going to be moving on to AB 846. This is Assemblymember Cooley. This is a due pass appropriations. Currently is a 6-0 vote. We're going to be closing the roll, and AB 846 is rolling out of Govern Finance. We're now going to be moving on to item number 7, AB 1031. Currently enjoys a 6-0 vote. We're going to close the roll. Item number 7, 1031, is a due pass to Natural Resources and Wildlife, and that's out and moving. Number 8, AB 1249 Gray. This is a due pass to Appropriations. Enjoys a 6-0 vote. This is officially, the roll is closed, and it is out and rolling to Appropriations. 1 second. What do you think? Next week, we start a few weeks of a lot of bills that are coming forward. Do anticipate probably an hour and a half, depending on Morlock and Hertzberg, maybe 2 hours. So I'm kidding. But should be a nice, meaty hearing that we have coming up. Thank you so much for joining us, and we are officially adjourned.